We'll now be pleased to hear from Elder Paul V. Johnson. Elder Johnson is a member of the First Quorum of the 70 and is the commissioner of the church educational system.
It is a privilege to be here with you today and particularly to be here with Elder Ballard and get a chance to hear from him. I'm grateful to be able to add my congratulations to the graduates for this important accomplishment. I also express my gratitude and admiration to family members and friends of the graduates who've made this achievement possible. Thanks also goes to faculty, staff, and administration at this wonderful university who do so much to bless the lives of these students. I'm grateful for those who support this institution financially, including members of the church throughout the world who are faithful tithe payers. The excitement and adventure of launching on a new part of life is in the air at graduation time. You've been here long enough that life as a student is normal for you. But now that you're leaving that behind and you are facing significant change. Some of you are beginning careers, others are still looking for work, some are headed for further education. Some of you will be home as a spouse continues school or begins a career, and many of you will be moving. It's exciting. It's exciting in part because you don't know exactly what the future will bring. In fact, if you think your life will roll out exactly as you have it planned, get ready for some surprises. I've been thinking about our own experience as I graduated many years ago. My wife, Jill, had already graduated by the time I finished, and we were excited about that next step in our lives. It was early August of 1978. We borrowed my father's very old pickup truck and an open-top cattle trailer to move all our belongings from Provo, Utah, to Chandler, Arizona, to begin our career. We'd never been there before, and we were excited, and we were also a little nervous. We left our one-year-old daughter with my parents, packed up the truck and the trailer, and headed for Arizona. We'd only traveled about 60 miles when the truck started handling strangely and was making some very bad noises. We pulled over and discovered one of the wheels was in the process of falling off. The lug bolts had been stripped and the rim of the wheel was also ruined. It was getting late, so we just slept by the side of the road that night, and in the morning hitchhiked into town to get a new rim and have the lug bolts replaced. As we continued our journey, we eventually made it into Arizona and began hearing frequent reports on the radio about a massive manhunt for Gary Tyson and Randy Greenewalt, two convicted murderers and three of Tyson's sons who had helped the two escape from prison. The officials were saying that the members of the Tyson gang were armed and extremely dangerous, and cautioned drivers not to stop and help anyone, nor stop for any reason by the side of the road. The reason they said this was because after the escape from prison, the gang's car had gotten two flat tires, and a young family had stopped to help them. The young man, 24 years old, his wife, 23 years old, their one-year-old son, and a teenage niece were all killed and their car was taken. Now, at that time, I was 24 and my wife was 23. It was a little too creepy. As we drove, we kept hearing updates and news flashes, and as we started up the steeper freeway sections on the way to Flagstaff, the truck began to overheat. Several times we had to do what the police were saying not to do, pull off to the side of the road. We had to do that to wait for the engine to cool down. Well, thankfully, we never ran into the Tyson gang, but this drama added to the sense that our lives were entering a very different chapter. We did eventually make it to our destination, unloaded our belongings, and then headed back to retrieve our little daughter and return to that new phase of life. Many years have passed since those days, and the years have been an exciting adventure for our family. We've had years of raising children and graduate school. We've had changes in job assignments and church callings. We've had great friends and neighbors in the places we've lived. We've faced the normal challenges tied to this mortal existence. Our perspective is so different looking back from our current stage in life. Our life did not turn out like we planned. But now it's easy to see the Lord's blessings through all those years. I don't know exactly what's ahead for each of you. No two people walk the same path. But I do know that the Lord will help guide you as you take both the academic and the spiritual learning you've obtained here and move forward with faith, no matter how your life unfolds. When Nephi was commanded to build the ship for their journey to the Promised Land, the Lord explained how he would help them on this journey. He said, "I will be your light in the wilderness, and I will prepare the way before you, if it so be that ye shall keep my commandments. Wherefore, inasmuch as ye shall keep my commandments, ye shall be led towards the Promised Land, and ye shall know that it is by me that ye are led." Like Nephi, the Lord will guide you on your journey if you keep the commandments. And later, you will be able to look back and see how the Lord has guided and blessed you through the years. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.